Legislators have not received a salary increase since 1999. Any attempts to hike their pay have been caught up in political repercussions. First, there were years of late budgets, and more recently, corruption scandals that have led to the two former legislative leaders facing prison time. Finally, last year, a pay commission was set up by Governor Cuomo and the legislature to decide the issue, independent of political considerations. But even that group is now embroiled in politics, and it failed during a sometimes acrimonious meeting to decide whether senators and assembly members should receive a salary increase. The proposal would also apply to the governor and his top commissioners. Governor Cuomo's appointees, who dominate the commission, said if the legislature did not make ethics changes that Cuomo is seeking, there would be no pay raise. Fran Ryder, a former top aide to Cuomo, said the governor's appointees would not be voting.
This will give the Assembly and Senate the opportunity to meet before year's end and pass the reforms demanded by their constituents.
That led the Assembly's appointee, Roman Hedges, to accuse the governor of acting like a controlling monarch.
The reason there is a legislature is to resist the king. And that's why it was first created. That's why it exists. And that's what I just think I heard. Do it my way or don't do it at all.
Ryder answered that she was insulted by the implication.
I have to tell you, Roman, that I take enormous exception to the notion that you've put forward that we are somehow upsetting the balance of power by doing the governor's work for him and thereby creating a king.
Cuomo's appointees then offered a new interpretation of the laws governing their commission. Even though the statute says the final report was due by November 15th and the commission would then be dissolved, they say they believe the commission can actually keep going until the end of the year. That would give legislators a chance to come back into special session and agree to Cuomo's proposals. In a statement issued later, the governor's appointees did not rule out agreeing to a modest salary increase before December 31st. The governor, among other things, is seeking a strict cap on legislators' outside income. Cuomo says the public is on his side.
It's almost 99-1 against a pay raise for the legislature. If it is to be considered, people will say they have to reform the legislature and clean up their act and do something different.
Legislative leaders, both Democrat and Republican, issued a rare joint statement. They called the pay commission's lack of action completely unacceptable. Cuomo says he hopes there will be a special session in early December, but lawmakers so far have not agreed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.